often don't realize that we are the key to our own happiness, and that happiness starts with healing and transformation. Whether you need healing, guidance, clarity, understanding, or just some honest sister talk to feel connected, heard, and supported, you are welcome and safe here. So join the conversation and be healed. Welcome to Soul Healing Conversations with your host, Roz Kincaid.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Soul Healing Conversations. I'm Roz Kincaid. I'm an intuitive soul healer, and I help women of color transform into an unapologetically authentic version of themselves while creating peace and harmony and balance in their life. I hope y'all are well, and if you're new to my podcast or to my YouTube channel, then welcome. Glad to have you here. So before we get into the meat of today's episode, of course, let me go through some housekeeping that I have for you and some offers in case anyone is interested in working together and partnering together. Intuitive readings. I am a certified psychic medium. I've trained, I've studied, I've practiced, I continue to practice. So intuitive readings are available for you if you need guidance, clarity, some direction, or you just want to figure out what it is that you're supposed to be doing or supposed to be working on. So those are available for you. I also have my private one-on-one coaching program. I am now calling it Uncaged. I have, since the last episode, been working very, very hard and getting clearer on who it is that I serve and how I serve them. And I landed on Uncaged because that is what many of us are trying to do. We are trying to uncage ourselves from the old version of ourselves and be free and liberate ourselves to be who we truly want to be. So with that program, that is a 6-month one-on-one coaching program. And what happens in Uncaged is we look at your values, we look at your beliefs, we look at the narratives and the stories that you are telling yourself and believing to be true about you. And we work through all of the things that have you bound and stuck and fearful of moving out of your comfort zone and moving into and embodying the version of you that you want to become, that's, like I said earlier, unapologetic, wants to be free, doesn't want to worry about what people think about their decision, and she's intuitive, first and foremost. And she listens to her inner authority and her inner voice, her inner wise voice. So what you get with that program is you get 18 coaching sessions. I'm also going to personalize some mindset and belief work for you. There will be self-discovery practices that you will get. You also get access to me and my support outside of your sessions through Voxer voice and text messaging. On top of all of that, you get 2 bonuses. You get 2 Reiki energy healing sessions with me, and you also get a full intuitive reading. How nice. I know if it was me on the other hand, I would love to take advantage of that. But listen, if you don't know where to start with your healing and transformation process, if you're not fully trusting your inner authority, you've been working on yourself all by yourself and nothing seems to be changing, and you want to heal and release old patterns and feel empowered and live authentically, then listen, let's hop on a Zoom call and talk through how we can partner up through my coaching program, Uncaged. Look, sis, it's time to set yourself free and be free of all that stuff that's got you bound up and keeping you stuck and keeping you from being and doing all that you want to be and do. Also, I recently have added and Instagram live videos called Intuitively Speaking, right? These, like I said, are monthly lives on Instagram, and I'm going to be teaching you some things about your intuition, some things that will help you use it in everyday scenarios. I'm not teaching people how to read other people. That will come later. Don't worry. I'm working on that. But I'm also going to be offering hot seat coaching and intuitive readings to those who attend live. And also, if you attend live, you also get a discount code to book a 60-minute intuitive reading with me. So listen, if you are interested in joining me monthly for my live videos on Intuitively Speaking, Follow me on Instagram at Soul Healing with Roz, and make sure you turn your notifications on so you don't miss when the next one is. Like, the technology is set up so you don't really have to do anything but push a button. So go ahead and use that. Okay, y'all. So let's get into today's episode. Today I want to talk about needing validation and our need for validation. So I was actually inspired for this episode just by my own experiences as well as by witnessing the experiences of some of my clients. And I want to share a little bit of my story with you about my own need for validation. Like, I am the baby of the family. Well, I'm the baby in my household. I was the baby in my household. And I always felt like there were high expectations on me to do well, to be well, to represent the family and not shame the family, and to just be my best and be a good representative of my family. And where I'm from, my family, I'm not going to say is well known, but we, our family roots are a pillar of our community. So you also have that I'm kind of like allowing to inform who I am and how I feel about myself. And so as I grew up, as I became an adult, I often would find myself having to go and ask somebody else about my decisions before I make my decisions, to get validation, to always feel like somebody's patting me on the back, to feel like somebody's always acknowledging me, to make me feel like I'm doing the right things and that I'm doing a good job or that I'm performing well. And so that became a block for me in my growth as I got, older and had my own family and started to set goals and intentions for myself. And I would always feel like I needed somebody to tell me that I was doing a good job, but I would never tell that to myself first. It's almost like I needed something on the outside to confirm not what I already knew about myself, but to confirm and affirm what I should feel and what I wanted to feel about myself. Like, I was an athlete growing up, and so being an athlete and coming in first and winning races and placing first in cheer competitions and dance competitions and, making the team at my college, the cheerleading team at my college the first time out, like, it was all like validating. But just doing that wasn't enough. It's almost like I needed somebody to tell me, Roz, you're doing a good job. I'm proud of you. You're so strong. You're this, you're that. And when I didn't get that, I would second guess myself. I would, always find somebody. And even now I do this to my husband, and I turn to him and is like, is that right? Do you think I'm doing it right? Because I'm very, believe it or not, very self-conscious about my parenting. And I try to be careful that I'm not traumatizing my child and I'm not, being the parent that I don't want to be to my child. I don't want to repeat, not so much mistakes, but I don't want to repeat family dynamics where my child is afraid of me or she doesn't want to talk to me or share, details about her life with me. And I'm just really, aware of my parenting and how I show up as a parent and also how I show up as a partner, as a friend, anything like that. And so it needing that external validation kind of stunts my growth a little bit. And so now I'm finding myself that I still have the knee-jerk reaction to feel a way about myself or to think a way about myself, or when I've done something good or when I've not done something good, my urge is to turn to somebody or pick up the phone and tell somebody about the situation. And then in that conversation or that text message is, what do you think? Did I do it right? Do you think asking somebody what I should be doing or if what I'm doing is right? And so it's become a practice for me to really go inward and acknowledge myself and validate myself and self-correct when what I'm doing or saying or how I'm being isn't right. And so I also started to see this come up with some of my clients as I'm coaching and as I'm counseling them and doing intuitive readings for them. One particular client comes to mind most recently. She shared that, you know, she doesn't feel seen. She doesn't feel seen or validated by her mom or by her family. Now, she comes from a similar background as me, and she is one of the very few in her family who has made it into college. She's pursuing a PhD degree. She's doing all of these great things. She's working to break generational curses and break generational cycles. And she doesn't feel like she's getting the validation or the external validation from her mother, who is like, you know, the one person whose validation she would trust. And again, she says she doesn't feel seen by her mom. And she starts to compare not feeling seen in her by her mom to other people who have given her external validation. But the thing about it is she's not validating herself. See, I keep telling y'all that what you put out comes back to you, but also what is missing for you or what's going on the inside is going to be a reflection to you from other people. And so although she wants to be seen and heard by her mother, she wasn't at that point understanding that she's not validating herself and she's expecting everybody else around her, you know, to be doing the work like she's doing. Let me put a pin in that because I have a few things I want to say about that. But when we don't validate ourselves, when we don't learn how to validate ourselves, we automatically are going to go and search for it in other places. It's like when we don't love ourselves, we go and look for somebody else to love us the way we want to be loved instead of bringing that to the table already. And so the second part of that is that when you start to look at yourself, accept yourself in the fullness that you are, in the duality that you are, and you start to appreciate yourself, you'll start to look outside of yourself less and less and less for other people to validate you and say that you're good, say that you're enough, say that they're proud of you. Because here's the thing, and this is the thing that I pointed out to this particular client, is that just because you're doing the work doesn't mean that everybody else is doing the work. And just because you're doing the work to change and transform and step out of old habits and old patterns doesn't mean everybody else is going to be on board with that too. Like, everybody is not ready and awakened to this transformation. And so when you find yourself like really leaning in and doing the work and changing and listening to yourself and making conscious decisions for yourself, you'll start to notice that they ain't doing the work either. And they should be doing the work. We get a little judgmental about it. Well, they should be doing the work too. And nobody wants to be accountable. And they ought to know better. Should they? Should they know better? Because here's what I know, that people, especially family members, that see you doing the work, there's a bit of a lag in them picking up what you're putting down or picking up what you're trying to model to them without even knowing that you're modeling it to them. There is a lag between you doing your work and you pushing through and you putting in the time and the effort and the energy to become and unbecome. They see that, but at the same time, they may not be ready. They may not want to. They may not think anything is wrong with them. And not that anything is wrong. It's not about right or wrong, but they might not feel like anything needs to change. They might be good where they are. And let me go back and say, they might not know how. Because honestly, people are doing the best they know how. And if they don't have the resources and the support or the wherewithal in their mind, or they have too much going on in their life, it makes sense that they are not going to be accountable for their attitude and their mood and how they say stuff and how off their energy can be, because they're just not ready. For whatever the case may be, they're just not ready. But you can't look at that and seek validation from people who aren't putting in the investment to do the work just like you are. And you can't look at that and judge them, because you might be further along in your own self-development. And you definitely can't look at that and expect them to come along with you for the ride. Because listen, some of y'all taking this ride in a sedan, some of y'all taking this ride in a coupe, and some of y'all are on a motorcycle with nobody on the back. This is a ride you got to take solo, and it gets lonely. I know it feels lonely to be the only one, to be doing this work, to be the only one trying to do better, to be the only one trying to demystify stigmas and what's the word I'm looking for, and perceptions about you and where you come from and all of that. That's a lonely road. But it doesn't have to be, because although you may be the only one in your community, in your family, in your tribe to break out of what's normal and what we've always done, you don't have to let that stop you from the progress that you're making and the work that you've been doing. You got to keep pushing even when it gets lonely, because really you're not the only one. There are a multitude of people out here who have awakened and said, you know, this, the way I've been doing life ain't working for me no more, and I think I want to change. You are not the only one. You just got to go find your people. You have your family, you have your friends, but there's also like-minded people out there that are also doing this same kind of work, that are going through some of the similar struggles that you are going through, dealing with the same things that you're going through. And they can relate to you. And you all have commonality that you can share, and that's support, that's community. And just because you don't see that community right within your family doesn't mean that the community doesn't exist. So you got to go find your people, even when your people ain't doing the work that you're doing. And stop judging people and blaming people and trying to hold people to an expectation that they're just not ready to meet you at. Like, you got to be realistic. Like, you can be hopeful for people and pray for them and send them light and love and all of that good stuff, but you also got to be realistic about where people are in their life, right? So I am actually training to teach coaches how to coach. And so most recently, I was in class and we were talking about a skill that we use to acknowledge and appreciate and show appreciation and show recognition to our client for the work that they're doing. But it goes beneath the surface of, I'm proud of you, good job, nice work today. It's deeper than that, right? And so in this class that I'm observing and learning how to teach the material, what the teacher is teaching about is teaching people how to self-validate by being the example of the validation. Yes, this is still external validation, but when you do it in this capacity, I'm also teaching you how to do this for yourself. And so honestly, what some of y'all gonna have to do, not some of y'all, all of us, we all need to be doing this. We need to start acknowledging and appreciating ourselves. We need to start telling ourselves positive things, uplifting things, start telling ourselves the things that we want to hear about ourselves, even when somebody else isn't telling us. And a lot of the times, the reason why we're not hearing this validation from the people that we want, one, I've already said, is because we're not telling ourselves, and two, we're not being vulnerable enough to be seen for who we are. We still hide in parts of ourselves. We're still shooting on ourselves. We're not being vulnerable. We're not being vulnerable to have conversations with the people that we love the most to say, hey, I like it when you say good things about me. I like it when you notice that I'm doing a good job. I know that I'm doing a good job, but it would just be nice to hear mom, aunt, sister, dad, brother, cousin, friend. It would be nice to hear that you see me too. I see me, but it would be nice to hear that you see me as well. And so being vulnerable means that you're going to have to stop hiding parts of yourself that you don't want people to see. You're going to have to stop hiding parts of yourself that you don't want to see. Because there's parts of you that are still in the shadows that you won't let come to light. There's a truth about you that you won't allow people to know and hear about you. And that keeps you searching for the validation. That keeps you from being vulnerable and deepening your relationships with the people that you want to have deep relationships with. And I get it. I understand that people are afraid to be hurt and have been hurt before. But you're going to have to take a chance at some point. You're going to have to take a risk. You have to bet on yourself. Because see, here's what I understand is that when you start to get into the habit of acknowledging who you are, acknowledging the godlike parts of you, acknowledging the positive and beautiful and strong and empowering, and also the sadness, also the anger, acknowledging all of you, that builds intimacy and trust with yourself. And when you learn how to build intimacy and trust with yourself, you start to create that and build that amongst, well, actually within other relationships. Just like me as a coach, when I acknowledge and recognize my clients and they pick that up and start doing it for themselves, you do it for somebody else. You teach somebody how to treat you by treating yourself well. You understand what I'm saying? And so if you can shift the way you feel about yourself by recognizing yourself, you will strengthen yourself and you will empower yourself. I mean, look at what you've overcome. Look at what you've learned over the years you've been alive. Look at the wisdom you've gained. Is that not praiseworthy? Like, you gotta give yourself some credit here. And it has to be credit that goes well beyond the surface level or the material things that you've accumulated in your life. Okay, so what? You bought a house. So what? You've bought a car. So what? You have jewelry and you have all this money in your bank account. You can take trips and do whatever you want. But if you are not giving yourself credit for the fact that you fixed your credit, you paid your bills, you've done the work and belief work, and you've overcome your money blocks. And if you can't acknowledge yourself for the inner work that you've done to be who you've become today, then looking for somebody else to give it to you is not the same. It's not the same. When you can see yourself, you'll be able to see other people with compassion and empathy. When you give yourself the compassion and empathy that you say you want, and you see yourself for who you really are, and you still accept and love yourself for who you are, you'll be able to do that for other people. And that's the thing that I pointed out to my client, is that see your mother for who she really is. See her for the person who is caretaking for the family, but didn't get all the opportunities that you have. And also, the way somebody feels about you ain't about you. I know I've said that before, but I'm being led to say it again. Start to strip away the fact that this is your mom, this is your dad, this is your friend, and start to see people as human beings with a soul trying to do the best they know how on this earthly plane. And you will start to have more compassion and empathy for them and stop trying to hold them accountable for not holding themselves accountable or getting upset with them because they're not doing the work, or getting upset with them because they don't see you. Do you see yourself? Do you know who you are? Do you know what you've overcome? This starts with you. All of this stuff starts with you. And so, what happens when you don't feel seen? I tell you what happens. You start doing stuff out of ego and engaging in patterns and habits that don't even serve you. You start, you know, doing stuff to get attention. You start being loud, just doing extra stuff for people just to get them to love you. Start people pleasing. You start fishing for compliments. You start doing all of this stuff that is going to keep you further in the shadows and stuck all the more in the mud when you don't feel seen by yourself. See, when you feel seen by yourself, you don't need nobody to tell you that you the shit. You don't need nobody to tell you that they're proud of you because you're already proud of you. And somebody else coming behind what you already know about yourself is confirmation. See yourself first. How much are you being seen? What is the one thing about you that you wish you were seen for? That was a question that came up in the class that I was observing. What is the one thing about you that you wish you were seen for? And even as I sit here and think about that question for myself, I guess my answer would be, I wish I was seen for the fact that I really do want people to do well. And that my fear of not doing well affects that, if that makes sense. Because what I'm trying to say is that there's a belief in me that I have to be doing well for you to be doing well. And even me saying that doesn't even feel true. And it pedestalizes people and puts us in this competitive energy where we're all doing well on our own. And if I had my way, I wish that people would just see that I'm like you. I'm doing the work too, child. And shit ain't easy. And that I have experiences that that have equipped me to be able to serve. And I wish that people would see that I don't have to be behind a pulpit or in a robe or standing amongst a congregation to be able to serve powerfully and be an agent of God. That's what I wish I was singing for. And even in me sitting in that and sitting with that, I don't need nobody to tell me that. I don't need a pastor, prophet, bishop, or deacon or deaconess to tell me that. And I'm using that reference, that church reference, because I was raised in church. Y'all know this. If you've been listening to the podcast for any amount of time or reading my stuff online, you know I come from church, okay? But I don't need anybody to tell me that I am just as powerful and just as strong and just as useful and just as worthy as the person standing in the pulpit preaching every Sunday, Wednesday, and every time on revival. God has given me power as well. And I wish that could be seen more. And there's a small part of me, and I think it's my little Roz, who had the pigtails and the gap teeth and the pimple face. I wish that people would see me and believe me. Because I believe me. So why do I need somebody else to believe me? See, that's work I still have to do. So, all right, y'all, that's it. That's all I have for you today. My mentor said to us in class the other day, you can never spoil with love. You can't. You can never spoil anybody with love. So give yourself as much love and as much acknowledgement as you can stand. Like, you got to Pepe Le Pew yourself. I'm dating myself, but you got to Pepe Le Pew yourself. You haven't seen Pepe Le Pew on the Looney Tunes? He thinks that the cat is another skunk, and he's just like, just kissy, and all over, and just affectionate. That's how you got to love yourself. You cannot spoil yourself with self-love. Sometimes you got to be your own hype woman. Sometimes you got to be your own Puff Daddy. You got to be your own Flavor Flav before you go pumping somebody else up. You're worthy of that. You do it for somebody else. Why can't you do it for yourself? So I'll leave it at that. And if you enjoyed this episode, you like this kind of content from me, and you want to hear more and see more of it, then make sure you check out the info in the description box. Make sure to like, subscribe, and share this podcast with somebody that might benefit from it. And I'll talk to y'all next time. Bye. Hey, and thanks so much for hanging in there with me all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value from today's episode and feel more empowered and more inspired than you did before. If you enjoyed this episode as much as I did doing it, then share it with somebody that might resonate with it. Also, I would really appreciate it if you could leave me a 5-star review to help me get the word out about the show. And if at any point you have questions or topics you want me to riff about, as you can see, I like to talk, then I invite you to get on my social media platforms and just message me. And if you're feeling the nudge to work with me, then check out my offerings on my website. Everything you need to connect with me is in the show notes. So until next time, be empowered.